about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the big news story that's been buzzing around this morning is Indiana Senate candidate Richard Murdoch's remarks on rape. And, of course, the Democrats have, completely jumped on this one, saying Romney has to act and act now. And from what I understand, Richard Murdoch had been asked on his feelings towards abortion and why he would not consider it allowable in the case of rape. And he had commented how if somebody gets pregnant as a result of a rape, it's because God had intended the rape to happen or the pregnancy to happen. Inarticulately put, and of course, now he's being crucified in the media. If I could just say something, I think the Republicans need to be a little smarter than this in terms of not falling in the Democrats' trap. There should be no reason any candidate discuss their religious convictions or their religious swaying towards any of these. All right. I don't need to know what Romney thinks of heaven or hell. I don't need to know what Romney thinks of the laws of kashrut for Judaism. I don't need to know how he feels about, let's say Jesus' teachings, etc. All right. Or what part of the Book of Mormon he agrees with or not. We shouldn't have our candidates interrogated on their religious beliefs. What these candidates need to answer when they're asked about abortion is whether they feel tax-paying dollars should go towards abortion. That should be their answer. Okay? The American public, the Democrats can demonize any of our religious convictions. But many of us agree that religion shouldn't be involved in politics. If you ask people, taxpayers, what their concerns are with abortion, whether they're pro-life or pro-choice, all right? It's not how they religiously feel, etc. It's, do I really have to pay for an abortion if I don't feel it's right or wrong? And even if I do feel an abortion is right, do my tax-paying dollars really have to go to it? This is what these Republican candidates need to do. And instead, even Ryan fell into that trap. How do you feel on abortion? Now, you're going to fail no matter what because there's an anti-religion type of flavor going on right now in this campaign, trying to look like the Republicans are overly religious and trying to push a religion on people, etc. And look at what Biden said. Biden said, I'm a Catholic. All right. I believe I agree with what the Catholics teach in terms of that, but I'm not going to force my beliefs on people. Nobody's trying to force their beliefs on people. The main issue with abortion in this country is, do we taxpayers pay for it? And I don't understand why these Republican candidates are allowing themselves to fall into this trap. Now, whether you believe God is in charge of everything or not, that's up to you. Many people question why the Holocaust happened or September 11th happened if God is in charge of everything. Some of us believe God is in charge of everything. Sodom and Gomorrah had to happen. Things in history, horrible things had to happen because that's what God wanted. Others, some of us believe, no, God set the motion of things to happen. And when bad things happen or people do bad things, this isn't a direct consequence of what God does. So, depending on where you feel, on that, it really doesn't matter in the political spectrum. And I don't think our candidates need to be dissected. Do we really know what Obama's religious convictions are? No. He's kept those to himself. Who knows? He may actually be against abortion. All right. We need to, in these political debates, in the political arena, whether you're Democrat, Republican, pro-choice, pro-life, say whatever I personally feel doesn't matter in politics. Where I stand on abortion is I don't agree taxpaying dollars should go for it. I think it should be an option if our taxpayers want to pay for someone's unintended pregnancy. And then you could denote if you feel taxpayers should have an option. Now, some of you are like, oh, come on, then abortions are never going to get paid for. That is a political issue. Tax dollars going to abortion. Somebody's religious convictions should not be a political issue. We in America will not allow somebody, no matter what their religious convictions are, to convey that to legislation and say, all right, this is how I feel, so this is how it's going to go. It's not going to happen. I think we have enough checks and balances. We have enough people on both sides of the spectrum. I don't think Roe versus Wade would be overturned because we elect a president who's pro-life. Do I think the Senate and the House could possibly change tax funding laws? Absolutely. Could Planned Parenthood be at a cornerstone of a legislative tax issue? Absolutely. Those are political issues. So if I could speak to any Republican or even Democratic candidates out there, when you're being asked by reporters what your religious convictions are, you answer, my religious convictions are my own, and it has nothing to do with any of the politics or my platform I stand on. Yet, if you want to know how I feel about these issues, I feel X, Y, and Z from a political standpoint. What matters to the taxpayer? Now, right now, Murdoch, I'm not sure where this is going to go, but he's being looked upon as obviously unfavorable because he got caught in some soundbite saying God intended this to happen. And now he has to correct himself, saying, well, no, what I meant is, you know, if God makes life, there's like, that's not a political issue. Why the heck did that even get brought up? Do not fall into the trap. Religion should not be in politics. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll keep you guys posted. I don't know what baloney is supposed to be happening right now in the election such that, sorry, Don. We got Don working the dials anytime you want, Don. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. We got Don working the dials today. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I don't know what baloney is going on right now with the election. I guess Gloria Allred has a big bomb she wants to drop on Mitt Romney. Something about some of the women that worked at Staples. And then I guess Donald Trump has something he wants to drop regarding Obama. Again, all this sensationalistic news really drives me crazy when it comes to this election. I mean, we're so close to the end. I really don't want to see any more dramatics. But, of course, that's just what we expect at this point. So if we get any of that information in over the next hour or two, of course, we will fill you in. Now, there has been a lot of talk, though, and rightfully so. What if there's an electoral tie? Now, many people have played around with Iowa and Ohio and the electoral votes in Florida and have figured out that there could actually be an electoral college tie between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Now, what happens if that occurs? Well, apparently, the Constitution, very well written, I might add, already has this accounted for. And what they have, I guess, in the 12th Amendment is that the new House of Representatives, after the election, would cast a vote for president, and the Senate would cast the vote for vice president. So at this point, we have a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. We have a Democratically-controlled Senate, which would probably mean if we have an Electoral College tie and nothing changes with this election in terms of the Senate or the House, I'm surprised. I thought it would be the current House and current Senate, but I'm hearing sources it would be the newly elected one. Then Romney would be president and Biden would most likely be vice president. Now, I don't know how these two would work together. I'm sure Biden wouldn't be making many of the speeches, I might add, but that would be what would happen. You would have a Romney Biden administration. Now, I know some of you are like, well, that'll never happen, but I mean, honestly, this race, even though we thought for years it would be a landslide, I have no idea what's happening with all the voter ID. I went to vote. Nobody asked for my ID. They only asked for my name and address. It was one of the easiest processes to vote. It was very quick. I was able to get in and out. It was very nice for someone with a busy schedule, but I didn't feel like my ID was protected, and I didn't feel like there was a huge supervisory role by the people at the polls. And so I have no idea where this election's going to go. And could there be a tie? Absolutely. So if there is a tie in terms of the Electoral College, then what would happen is House votes for the Republic, or for the House votes for the president, Senate votes for the vice president. Romney obviously would be the House's pick if they're still Republican. Biden, the Senate's pick if he's Democrat. A Romney Biden administration. Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love my computer. Don, great, got your message. Okay, all right, we got a lot to talk about here. Apparently, the feds are going to launch a pilot study now to look at cancer risks in populations around 6 nuclear power plants in the United States, including the Millstone Power Station and the decommissioned Haddam Neck site in southeastern Connecticut. Apparently, they're going to look at 6. I'd love for them to look at all of them, but right now, they're going to look at cancer risks near 6 nuclear plants in the U.S. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, according to Fox News, will study multiple cancer types in populations near the facilities and examine cancers in children born near the facilities. The National Academy of Sciences recommended the sites in California, Connecticut, Illinois, Michigan, New Jersey, and Tennessee because they provide a broad sampling of facilities with different operating histories, population size, levels of complexity, and data in state cancer registries. So if they're saying each nuclear plant would be representative of other plants in the area, I get that. This study is going to cost about $2 million, is expected to begin in the next 3 months and continue at least until 2014. So we will keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, thank you for many of you who called regarding the math question. I was helping my son with his math homework. Wasn't sure if you, when you divide fractions, if you flip it and multiply it. Thank you guys for teaching me how to help my son with his fraction homework. You're right. We do also have to reduce the fraction before we multiply it. So thank you. I felt pretty smart that I remembered how to do that kind of math. So I do appreciate you guys calling and helping me with that. Anytime you guys have a comment or a question, please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Now, Barnes & Noble are warning consumers of data theft. From what we understand, Barnes & Nobles have been a victim of tampering with devices used by customers to swipe credit and debit cards in 63 of its stores. Now, Barnes & Nobles, I believe, is the biggest of the U.S. booksellers. The breach affected stores in California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island warned customers to check for unauthorized transactions and to change their personal identification numbers or PINs. I guess it called the data breach a sophisticated criminal effort, you think, to steal information, and said it's working with the feds to figure this out. Barnes & Noble said only one device or PIN pad was actually tampered with in each store, affecting less than 1% of its devices. It released a complete list of locations that were affected. All the PIN pads in nearly 700 stores were disconnected September 14th when they heard of this. I gotta tell you, I love going to these bookstores. I don't buy as much as other people do in these bookstores. My problem is my eyes are bigger than my stomach. I see all these books I want to read and I never have time to read them. I mean, I have to do so much show prep and so much reading for my office that if I want to read a book that's non-medical, I mean, I really have to find time in that fiscal quarter to be able to slip it in. So the problem is every time I walk into Barnes & Noble, I buy 10 books and I never read one of them. So, but I see many of you in there. It is an extremely popular store. Make sure you change your PIN. Apparently, Barnes & Noble said the criminals planted bugs in the tampered devices, allowing for the capture of credit card and PIN numbers. The company did not offer a timeline for when the bugs were planted or how long they were in use before they were covered. All right. They say now customers in bookstores will now have to ask cashiers to swipe credit or debit cards on card readers connected to the cash registers. This process is secure. You see what bothers me about this is as we move towards this electronic society that's we're in where there's going to be nothing paper, we're not going to have cash, we're, you know, not going to be even using credit cards later. Everything's either going to be, I don't know, thumbprint or retinal scan or I don't know what they're fantasizing about in, Gizmo Land. But, I still don't understand where they're going to have the security preserved, just like with electronic medical records. They keep having these stories come out saying electronic medical records is, safer for patients. Patients get better care. I dig electronic medical records. I think electronic medical records are really cool. I love saving the trees. I love preventing, the loss of paper. And I think it's nice to be able to transmit electronically people's records. I just don't trust it. I don't trust this. Remember, the more advanced we get electronically, the more advanced the criminals get. I think there will always be these idiots that are going to be able to hack our system. We've seen the CIA get hacked. We've seen the Senate get hacked. Facebook's been hacked. I mean, we've seen this time and time again. And what I think we need to do is launch some sort of a, shall we say, I don't want to use the word movement. I don't like that word, especially for those of us, that are having bowel movements. I don't like the word movement. I would probably say we should launch some sort of awareness campaign where you need to be changing your PINs. You need to be changing your passwords on a regular basis. Now, don't all pick Sunday because I'm sure a hacker's going to figure that out. But unpredictability is usually what messes these criminals up. So we have to unpredictably not be predictable. Does that make any sense? All right. Everybody change your PINs and passwords to be on the safe side. All right. I'm going to change mine to Dahlia. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, big snore. I guess Donald Trump's announcement that just occurred is he wants President Obama's college and passport applications released, and he makes a deal with him. If Obama releases his college applications and his passport application to the public by October 31st, Trump will give $5 million to a charity of Obama's choice. He made this announcement via a YouTube video, posted it on Twitter and Facebook. He said he spoke directly to the president, telling him that the records must be in his hands by 5 p.m. on October 31st. If this challenge is completed, Trump will give a check for $5 million within 1 hour to any charity Obama wants. No, I don't think the Super PAC is allowed to get that. That's not a charity. All right, so there were rumors that Trump had some, I guess, divorce papers on Michelle. I mean, who cares? I mean, like I said, this is just an absolute, I mean, vie for attention in the media. I don't think Trump is hurt. The whole GOP side of things. I just think, you know, he's a TV hound. I mean, he's in between what Celebrity Apprentices. It's nice to get some media coverage. You know, it's kind of interesting. When is enough enough? I've been watching on History Channel the show Men Who Built America. Have you guys been seeing that, where they go back through Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, Carnegie, J.P. Morgan? They have it. They're just about to go into the J.P. Morgan side of things, and you find out how they're all relatively interconnected. Vanderbilt started the whole railroad empire. Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, basically launched the oil and kerosene national campaign and basically ran oil shipments. Then you had Carnegie, who started, of course, the steel, right? And, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Of course. All right. And that is going to be going into J.P. Morgan and the associations with Thomas Edison. I would strongly urge you guys to watch this. Absolutely phenomenal. Very well done. Almost to a T with the history. They do have to dramatize a little bit and, you know, make it for TV. You know, they were talking about Mr. Frick and, you know, labor issues and unions. It was a part of the show last night. But the one thing, the one moral to the story of what Vanderbilt and Rockefeller and Carnegie, from what we understand, did, was they were so competitive. And enough was never enough. Their wealth was never enough. They had to be the wealthiest person in America. They had to have the press where they were considered the top of the top. And many people lost their jobs, people lost their lives because of it. And you look at this, and, you know, for most of us, I mean, we can't even fathom the money Trump has or Carnegie had or Rockefeller had, etc. You know, and we always, you know, think, okay, well, you know, if I ever make it, oh, that's going to be great. I'm going to pay off my mortgage. I'm going to, you know, like me, I would love to buy a couple classic cars after I, you know, take care of my family and start a couple foundations. I mean, if I ever win the lottery or make it big, you know, I already have all these fantasies about what I want to do. Charities, foundations, family, classic cars. I'm really, oh, I want a jukebox in my house. And I want to have part of my house a 50s diner. Okay. So anyway, you know, we always fantasize about that, but are we going to stop there? When is enough enough? And you see that still today. You know, even with stars like with Donald Trump, it's not enough that he's Donald Trump. It's not enough that he's well known, he has hotels, etc. He still wants to be in the public eye. And I need to be honest with you. In show business, you have to. Once you start falling out of the public eye, your career starts to fall. Now, mind you, we do have exceptions to the case of people in rehab for a few months and then coming out of rehab and they're bigger than ever. But for the most part, if you aren't in the media, if you don't have the paparazzi taking pictures, by the way, a lot of these stars, when you see them coming out of the tide, or, you know, the beach, coming up on the sand, right, with their tummies all tight and their hands on their head, they're posing for their own photographers. And these photographers are the ones that give the pictures to the, you know, magazines and the newspapers. I mean, so much of this is set up, I could just vomit. But it's true. You always have to be in the public eye. I was told that very early on. You know, I started my medical show. I'm like, well, I'm going to answer people's medical questions. I mean, I really don't want to have to wax my upper lip and, you know, get facials to look good for the public. I just want to do my show, answer people's medical questions, give them the medical news, go on or whatever. But it very easily turned into a show. It very easily launched me into show business. And then you have to promote the show. Then you have to attract to more listeners, and it's a vicious cycle. Now, I obviously haven't been spending the amount of time I probably should. on self-promotion, etc., because I'm very busy, okay? I got a lot on my plate. But I know if I was going to do this right, I should probably take some pointers for Trump and try to throw myself, you know, in the public eye as often as I can. But, you could get to a point where it's a little sickening. Now, how do some of you feel about this? I mean, should Obama release his college and passport applications? Whether you believe Obama was born in this country or not, at this point in the election, it's been an exhausted type of concept. And so many people will look at birthers as they're kind of crazy. Would many of us like to know if he really has been a citizen this whole time? You know, or did he fabricate it? I mean, there are still a lot of questions unanswered. And I'm going to tell you something. If Obama does win this election, don't be surprised that there is going to be a grueling analysis of his papers, because people are going to want to be able to kick him out of office. You know, I really don't get it. I have no idea why he told an author who was writing his bio years ago in college that he was born in Kenya. I don't get that. I'm still not completely convinced where he was from. I mean, anybody who's ever done a bio on me, and many times there haven't, believe it or not, because whenever you give a talk anywhere, whenever you're at a convention, whenever you're at a conference, etc., they want to get the bio. And I am going to tell you right now, they make sure every piece of that bio is correct, and they run it by me. They say, Dahlia, you give me your bio, or if I make it up, can you please proofread it and make sure it's correct? So I still am confused why he would allow somebody to, form his bio, create it, and use a completely different country of birth. And the country of birth is a familiar country to his history, Kenya. So, for those people who are considered birthers, I don't think they're crazy. You know, I think Trump is a little media hungry, and this is an excellent opportunity for him to get back in the news. I mean, you know, a lot of people capitalize on this election. You know, elections are a huge, you know, multi-million dollar business for many. And, capitalizing on the election is something that many people will do. Trump is an entrepreneur. I'm not surprised. But, you know, am I completely convinced that, everything is kind of congruent? No. I'm still a little confused. And when things don't set right, they are usually wrong. I mean, I would just love an explanation. Why would the person doing your bio put a completely different country from which you were born, and why would you allow that to be published? Why, if it's wrong? You know, it would be a question that's interesting. I'm hoping it just doesn't even have to get to that. You know, it would be, honestly, we as an American population would look like complete idiots to the world if we allowed a president to be in office who wasn't an American citizen, and we violated our own constitution. We would look dumb. I am kind of hoping he doesn't get revoted in, and we could move on from this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are leaving for Alaska on the Dr. Dahlia cruise in the summer. I think we're, 8 months away from the Dr. Dahlia cruise. I know many of you don't even want to think about next summer because we just got out of this one, but when it comes to cruises, you got to book those kind of early. And this is going to be an exquisite cruise. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. check it out. I would love to be able to travel with y'all. We're already having people book up, and we got a nice group, and we always get a lot of goodies whenever we go as a group. So it's definitely an advantage to do so. So please check that out. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So for those of us women who are sick of our periods and can't wait to go into menopause, another study has come out saying makeup can actually trigger early menopause by up to 2 years. Chemicals and makeup, hairspray, food packaging are causing women to hit menopause earlier. Now, I know this isn't something that doctors are happy about. It has to do with those phthalates. Remember we talked about the phthalates that could cause cancer and diabetes and obesity. Well, these chemicals, you know, are actually, you know, showing that we're possibly going into menopause 2 years earlier. Many women have been actually stopping having their periods 15 years earlier. Now, I have been counting the minute when I could stop. You all know that. Don especially is looking forward to it one day. But I don't wear as much makeup as I should. I really think I need to cake it on a lot more. I've seen myself on TV. Really, people, you need to warn me about that. Anyway, American researchers are saying these chemicals are disrupting a woman's reproductive systems, including their ovaries, leading to early menopause. This is a study coming from Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. Colleagues looked at the levels of phthalates in the blood or urine of 5,700 women. Pretty exciting. Those with the highest amounts were found to have gone through menopause an average of 2.3 years before others. Typical age of menopause, by the way, is 51. Some of us are hitting it at age 49. Now, I'm 41, so I still got some time to go. Oh, it's miserable. Miserable. I cannot wait. Now, here's the only problem. When you go through early menopause, it's linked to stroke, it's linked to heart disease, it's linked to bone thinning, and they even say brain hemorrhage. Now, I don't use as much makeup as I should, but I use a lot of hairspray. I got a lot of hair on my head. I've always had a lot of thick hair. Yes, it's been thinning and graying over the years, but for the most part, it's still a lot of hair. So for me to have it all poofy, right, and messy, like, you know, when I wake up, my hair is straight, but I have to make it look poofy and messy, you know, and googly-eyed and all that. All right, so anyway, I use a lot of hairspray, and I breathe that stuff in. I've always been nervous about that. Remember Aquanet in high school? You'd sit there in the bathroom. You couldn't breathe walking into a bathroom because everybody was spraying their Aquanet. Yeah. But I didn't mind it because our gym used to really stink. So once the girls start to spray the Aquanet hairspray, it smelled better. All right. So anyway, they say don't worry if we go through menopause. That's just what happens. And just live with it. All right. Moving on. People potentially exposed to the fungus-tainted steroid that has caused, I believe now we're up at 23 deaths. Is it 23 deaths from the fungal meningitis? Say you need to actually be monitored for 6 weeks after the steroid epidural. You're not going to get sick right away. If you received a lumbar puncture and possibly received this tainted steroid, doctors are going to be checking you for elevated white blood cell counts during the six-week period. Don't think if it happened last week, you're good. Although, honestly, I think almost from what I understand, this happened in July, was it? I mean, I'm hoping most of you are out of the woods on this one. So anyway, if you did receive one of these shots that could have had the tainted medication, know when your injection date was and make sure you're checked within and post 6 weeks after. Sorry about that. Whew. All right, there's another story I want to talk about. Okay, here we go. All right. This is a hard one because we have a problem with our computer whenever I talk about a story such as this. They're saying for people with diabetes, you need to eat beans. Now, you all know that I can't stand beans and I can't stand talking about them on air. But people suffering from type 2 diabetes will see an improvement in their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure if they add legumes to their diet, like chickpeas, lentils, and if they add beans. Now, keep in mind, beans are rich in protein and fiber. Sorry, stop it. Because they have a low glycemic index. They're not very tasty. I mean, I gotta be honest. I did like baked beans. Okay, we gotta stop that. Okay, I can't be giggling on air. I did used to like baked, you know what, years ago, but my stomach didn't like it. And when you're diabetic, you can't eat the same food that obviously non-diabetics eat, which means your glycemic index, how sugary it is, has to be lower. For example, we've talked about fruits. Watermelon and grapes have a higher glycemic index, you know, a sugar load of simple sugars than your raspberries and boysenberries. So, you know, they're really recommending that you change your diet to the more disgusting type of food. They say over 3 months, researchers found that those eating legumes saw an improvement in their blood sugar of 0.5 compared with 0.3 for those eating whole wheat products. And those eating legumes had blood pressure lowering. Now, blood pressure is crucial when it comes to diabetes. We want your blood pressure in the teens at least. I mean, you're already going to see most of us try to move towards that anyway, where we have you guys in the teens with your blood pressure. But please keep in mind that both blood sugar control, low glycemic index, and blood pressure control are important. So I guess this article wants you to eat your beans. Okay, let's move on. Can cheese harm a man's fertility? Apparently, a study says that young men who eat more than 3 slices a day of cheese could damage chances of becoming a father. I could just see all you young men now load up so you don't get your girlfriends pregnant. They say small amounts of full-fat dairy food can impair fertility. Harvard scientists have discovered that men who eat 3 portions a day had poorer quality sperm compared to others. Portion included 28 grams of cheese, a teaspoon of cream, a scoop of ice cream, or a glass of full-fat milk. Oh, I love cheese. Oh. But you know what? I crave it, though. I don't eat a lot of cheese. I probably maybe eat cheese once a month, but when I crave it, I feel it's because my calcium's lower. My bones are an aching, and I love cheddar cheese. I just love, oh, my gosh, Gouda, goat. Isn't that yummy goat cheese on your salad? Oh, that's some good stuff. Okay. Researchers believe that female hormones occur naturally in milk, so men are imbibing the female hormones, and that could be affecting their sperm. Scientists from Harvard School of Public Health in Boston compared the diets of 189 men aged 19 to 25. None were overweight. They were all fit. They each did 1.5 hours exercise a week. By the way, that's still too little, all right? They filled out a questionnaire, how much dairy products, and then they took a look at the sperm. And they found that the sperm might not have traveled as quickly and I think also had affected shape. They think female estrogen being in cow's milk could be affecting men's fertility. Okay, no, you can't put cheese on the condom. That's not going to help either. All right, so this just kind of goes to show you that we're getting a lot of crap in our food that we probably don't want. And, you know, just realize that it could affect things as far down as the sperm. You guys all get that? All right, one final thing I'm going to be talking about in the next hour. Many of us suffer from gastroesophageal reflux disease, the, you know, acid that goes from the stomach up into the esophagus. Well, they think if they could electrically stimulate your esophagus, they could decrease GERD. Remember, it's your lower esophageal sphincter that's weak. If they could tighten it up with stimulation, maybe you have less GERD symptoms. Pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Don't go away, guys. If you can, if not, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.